KGMI News Talk 790, Morning News Extra.
Well, House and Senate negotiators have agreed on a bipartisan plan to combat the growing opioid crisis that is gripping us here and across the country. And Seattle author Dave Chase has written the Opioid Crisis Wake-Up Call, and he joins us with more on this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
And first of all, what would this plan call for that's been passed here or agreed to at least?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually got about 70 different items, and there's some good stuff in there. Probably the most notable are where they're making available and focusing research as well on basically non-opioid pain management options. And another piece of it is opening up what they call Sunshine, which is tracking the payments between pharmaceutical companies and other prescribers. Right now, that you know, you can Google your doctor and find out how much they're getting paid by, you know, a pharmaceutical company. But now it's expanded to nurse practitioners and others who can prescribe opioids. So there's a bunch of other things around, you know, addressing people who are already addicted. And, you know, again, there's some good stuff, but they need to go further than what they did.
Yeah, and what your focus is on stopping addiction before it even begins.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, unfortunately, the book I just published is one where it outlines how the opioid crisis isn't an anomaly. It is our healthcare system. And, you know, if you don't go upstream and stop the issue before it starts, you know, we'll never get out of this mess. Of course, we've got to address the people who are already addicted, but we need to look at it more broadly.
Of course, there's big debate over, you know, these legal injection sites that are being talked about down in King County and Seattle. And what's your take on those? Of course, they're opposed by the administration.
Yeah, I mean, they broadly fall into the harm reduction category. And, you know, there's some controversy. I just go with the data. And the data suggests that doesn't create the fears that people have around those. And at the end of the day, it's helping save people's lives. So it may not be the ideal thing. It's certainly just one piece of the puzzle. And, you know, again, you need to look at the more systemic things that keep people from having to get to that point.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge problem, and we only have a few minutes to discuss it this morning. But Dave Chase, Seattle author of The Opioid Crisis Wake-Up Call, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Dave, and focusing attention on this issue.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.